Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.
Bereshis, 1 point.
I don't want to say, we're in Gemara time, so if you don't mind, Doctor, getting me later, I don't mind, but we're in Gemara time. I said I would, my Nagias takes me 30 seconds. Like, Pila Ishtai, I don't have Nagias for you, I only have Nagias for myself. Pila Ishtai, ain't another. It said he said, surely bad blood, when I will have a child, says if the woman miscarried, he's not another. And Reb Shimon said, he makes it tonight. We had this yesterday. Shimon says he makes it tonight. Dr. Gemara Mangs.
Did you start? Did you start the recording?
Did I?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's instinctive I start the recording. What? Where are we on the daf? 1, 2, 3, about 6 lines into the Gemara on your Gimel and Aleph. Hepila Ishtayin Anazir. Mang Tanila, who said the Tanakama? Reb Shimon said he's a Nazir Misafik. And in order to be able to bring Kabbalahs, we had it yesterday, he's Makabal Naziris Al Tanari. If I'm not a Nazir, he wants to become a Nazir. If he is a Nazir, he doesn't want to become a Nazir. Tanakama said he ain't a Nazir, period. Who is this Tanakama? Reb Yehuda de Krihu. This is Reb Yehuda of the pile. Meaning, we had a Reb Yehuda that said, if a guy said that there's 100 thing in the pile, I'm a Nazir. They went and saw it was stolen. Yudo ma'ed a Nazir. And the Lashon HaGemara we had is, le'malchus inish nafshel l'sveika. A person doesn't want to enter into a suffix. And Reb Shimon says he does. This is the Machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon as well here. Except here Reb Yehuda is not listed by name. Zokta Rush. Reb Yehuda de Krihu. If that people can find their Rush. It's a two-line Rush. Brisa Daisin Eliel. This was brought earlier, the story of the Kri that that we had it on Chesem and Aleph, that Reb Yehuda said you don't enter into a suffix Nazir. Reb Shimon Aimer, Imhaya ben Kayama, Hareni Nazir Chayva. This is a quote from the Mishnah. Reb Shimon said the man is a suffix Nazir. Suffix Nazir ends up being stricter than Vadai Nazir. Now he won't get Malkus because it's a suffix, but he can't get out of it because he can't bring Karbanos if he's not a Nazir. A Chatas can't be brought. So what is he going to do? So in order to be able to get out of it, he has to make a Tanai. That if he's a Nazir, fine. If he's not a Nazir, he's accepting upon himself another the Naziris. Then he waits, and he brings the carbon. And it's either for one or the other. That's what Reb Shimon said. Rabbi asked Ravuna the following shayla. Hareini Nazir. Now the Gemara is going to have to explain the Shaila. So we're going to read the Gemara, and we're going to let the Gemara explain itself. Hareini Nazir, literally Ben. The guy said he wants to be a Nazir when he has a son. V'ipila Ishtai, his wife miscarried. V'hifish Karban, and he separated a Karban.
When? After
he lost his son. Again, we'll see in a second. That's why we're learning this Gemara. The Chazir V'Yolda, on the same day she gave birth. That means this lady had twins, obviously, and one was a miscarriage, and one was a live birth. The same day. And he had separated the carbon after one, before two. This is what happened. Not that he should have done this. This is the story. We're giving you a story. We're not asking you for input into the story. We're giving you a story. The story was, the woman had a miscarriage, so the guy went and separated a carbon. And then, she had a live birth. Now, what's the Shaila? Mahu, what is the din? What is the din? He separated the carbonos he'll have to bring at the end of his Naziris.
Oh, he did three.
Yeah, carbon means the carbonos that he'll have to bring at the end of the Naziris. Yeah. The Chazuviyot, Mahu, what is the din? Frank de Gemara, Liba de Man. According to whom are we asking this Shaila? Ieliba Reb Shimon, Maite Boile, Amar Reb Shimon, Savik Naziris Lahachmer. Reb Shimon said, Savik Naziris is Lahachmer. Now, how does that take away the Shaila? Take away the Shaila. We'll see in a second. Let's do Rush. Zuck to Rush. The Pili Ishtai, the Hibrish Carbon, the Chazir V'Yolda by Bayayim. You know, the Rush is going to tell me that I have to learn the next Misa Gemara. So the Gemara is speaking out that according to Rav Shimon, it's not a Shaila. The Rush will explain why it's not. But the assumption over here is, the assumption is, you cannot separate Kabbalas Naziris before a person becomes a Nazir. That's a fact. Before he becomes a Nazir, he can't separate Kabbalas Naziris. A person can't say, these are Kabbalas of my Naziris when he's not a Nazir. Just like a person can't separate an animal for a Chatas for the future sin. There's no such thing. A Chatas can only be separated if there's a current sin that he has to bring a Chatas. What? It can't do it. That means it's still chulin. Layamar klum. A person can't separate Kabbalas Naziris before he becomes a Nazir. This guy separated the carbon Naziris in between the miscarriage and the live birth. So the question becomes, we'll see in a second. The Rashi will explain it better to me. So according to Reb Shimon, that says Safek Naziris Lahachmer, since he is in a state where he's Safek Naziris, so maybe L'chaira, the carbon should count. What's the Shaila? He separated a carbon because he's a Safek Nazir. Not like he has no Naziris. He has a Safek Nazir. Again, the Rashi will explain better to me, so we'll leave it to Rashi. Let's leave it for the Rashi. Ella Libud Rabbi Yehuda, the Sav Amr Savik Naziris Lahaku, my Kaddish, I like Kaddish. Did the animal become Kaddish, but not Kaddish? I have Kamina, the Gizusai, or the Abedbai. To share it or to work with it? We'll see in a minute all this in the Rush. Take it. Let's read the Rush. The Rush does a much better job than I would do. The Pila Ishtai, the Hippish Karma, the Chazav Yoda, Pirish Bai Bayai, that day. Umasik the Miboyle Libud Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar al Nefo lehavi Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda says, on a Nefo, on a miscarriage, one is not a Nazir. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. The one does not enter into Naziris Misafik. Be'ilai Chazir V'yolda, and had she not given birth that day, Shita would have a Kaddish. It would be meaningless. Would he separate that carbon after the miscarriage? At this point, there's no Naziris to separate it for. Avahashta the older by Be'yayim. This is the Shaila. She gave birth the same day. Ikka hechacha, the havi ben kayama. Now, there's a rule in the Gemara. I don't know if it's nishtana atev or not. I think it's not on this. Ein isha misaberes v'chezeres misaberes. A pregnant woman cannot become pregnant the second time. Therefore, if she has twins, the logic is that it was she became pregnant the same moment with twins. It can't be that she became pregnant and then became pregnant later. This pregnancy, right, that resulted in one miscarriage and one live birth, the conception of that zera was simultaneous. That's what the assumption is. And therefore, if one is a 9-month viable baby, right, it makes sense that the other one is a 9-month viable baby. Because how's the one living if the other is dead? If the first one is a 6-month baby or an 8-month baby, so how's the second one alive? Now, if you tell me a woman can become pregnant and then pregnant again, so you can tell me she became pregnant and then became pregnant with a second baby that wasn't viable. But if you tell me that pregnancy cannot happen consecutively, it has to happen simultaneously, so that automatically, this is a pretty strong raya that this miscarriage was a viable 9-month baby. The raya is, his brother or sister, let's say his brother, is alive, born the same day. It's twins, born the same day. So therefore, what would Rabbi Yehuda do here? Would he say that the first one was a viable baby, therefore he became a Nazir at that point, and therefore the carbon is a carbon? Or would he say, as the Rush will seek out, there is another way of understanding it? That's the Shaila of Gemara. Again, in a regular case that a woman has a miscarriage, Rabbi Yehuda says he's not a Nazir. Can't separate a carbon on a non-Nazir. But over here, there's an indication that says that this is different, that we have a proof that this was a viable a baby that miscarried, was a, we would say, a complete baby that died in utero and came out dead. Not that it wasn't viable. Remember yesterday we established viability means being a full-term pregnancy. The fact that there's a living birth that same day indicates that this was a full-term pregnancy. There is another option, but that's the other side of the shaila, which we didn't get to yet. So let's read it inside. Dr. Rush, Avahashta the older by Biyayim, Ika Yechacha, there is an indication that Avi Ben Kayama, the Ein Isha Misaberes or Chazeres Misaberes, a woman cannot become pregnant consecutively. The Tipa Agas Achlechus Ishtayim, what happens is that one drop that turned into two babies simultaneously. Oidilma, this is the other option. There is, in those days, doesn't exist today, there was another track of pregnancy called a seven-month pregnancy. The baby came out totally viable after 7 months. Not because at 7 months a baby can live, because at 8 months a baby can't live, the Gemara says, in those days. I said this yesterday. But in those days, an eight-month baby could not live. A seven-month baby could live. Why? Not because there's some magic here. It's that 7 month pregnancies was a different type of pregnancy where the child became viable at a faster pace. So you could have a twins that one becomes viable at 7 months and one does not. So the live birth might be a 7 month birth. It might not be a full term birth. The one that became as a miscarriage was not on that fast track. The one that came out alive was on the fast track. So therefore, the birth of a live baby doesn't prove that the other one was a full-term pregnancy. A woman that miscarries in 7 months, we say that's not a viable baby. It was never viable, wasn't a full-term pregnancy. The living baby might have been on a fast track on the express lane. And therefore, maybe it's not an indication that it was a viable baby. That's the Shaila of Gemara. Let's read it inside. The same day as the one she miscarried. She miscarried at 9 o'clock in the morning, and at 9:15 she gave birth to a live baby. That baby might be a 7 month baby. And the other one was a 9 month baby that didn't make it to 9 months, that died in utero before being viable. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? Since today it doesn't happen, I can't give you any scientific anything. It doesn't make a difference. In the Gemara's time, there were two kinds of pregnancies, a 7 month and a 9 month. It was nishtana teva. It doesn't happen today. Today, the longer a woman is pregnant, the better chance of the child to be viable.
When is the baby coming out?
At 7 months, after she conceived.
Okay, and the other baby that...
was a 7 month baby that didn't make it. That's not a viable baby. We don't say a seven-month miscarriage is a viable baby. A seven-month miscarriage is a non-viable baby. The only viable miscarriage is a full nine-month term. This baby might have miscarried at 7 months. The fact that there was a baby alive right afterwards, does it prove that this is a nine-month, or do we say that might have been a seven-month birth, which can survive and was viable, but the other baby didn't go in that track? Never was viable. Never reached full term. We don't say if one is a 7 month, the other one, it's not that both have to go on the same track. They both conceive at the same time, but one can be on a faster track and one can be on a slower.
One zero?
Yes. That's what, again, yes. You know, please don't take this personally. But you can't have questions like this because you think you know how it works. I don't know how it works.
Like, this is how beautiful.
I'm glad you think it's beautiful. Again, I don't know. I'm just reading a Rush. Dr. Rush. Idum is enigmur tzurasa l'zayin. So I reached enigmur tzurasa l'tes. L'ikala l'chadashav. L'ikadash. Now, the guy donated this carbon at 9:05. The miscarriage happened at 9. He donated the carbon at 9:05. At that point, he wasn't chayiv in Aziris. At 9:15, his wife gave birth to a live baby. Does that mean the first one was viable? Therefore, the carbon was kadosh. But he only has to be born, only except the one that's Iris. Or do we say the baby wasn't viable, and the second one is viable because it was on a faster track, and therefore, he's not a Nazir. That's the child of the Gemara. And therefore, it's a Sabik Naziris, and Rabbi Yehuda also by Sabik Naziris, you're not a Nazir. I do, my bad. Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, Dr. Gemara, Dr. Rosh, Kivin the Mamana of Shechai of Limnus Naziris, and Rabbi Karbon Kaddish. Dr. Shimon wouldn't have the Shaila, because even after the miscarriage, he was stuck with a Sabik Naziris that he has to count. Now, the carbon is a problem, because if he's a Sabik Nazir, he can't bring a carbon, but he's separating a carbon. Dr. Rosh, we have Agav. The boy like Makabal in Naziris, the Yamid Basavik Zeli Ailam. He doesn't have to accept the second Naziris to get out of it. Theoretically, he could remain a Savik Nazir for the rest of his life. The Rosh is asking a question. According to Shimon, why do we say if he separated a carbon in 905, does it work? He's still a Savik Nazir. He might not be a Nazir. What?
It's a con that he is.
If he takes on, he doesn't have to take on. The taking on was to remove that fact that he stopped being a Nazir. But who said he took it on? Dr. Rush, Mikomakim, Kiva Shehifrish Karpman. If he's separating a Karpman, that's like saying, I'm going to be a Nazir, because he's obviously trying to take care of the problem. Allah Badaitis, the right to the Kabbalah of Naziris. The Havik Aimer, Hareelu Behemoth, Kadosh, the Karpman Nazir, Shekabal Alai, the Mustabar Kachi. Because this guy, this is his only solution. So when he's separating the carbon, the question now becomes, there's going to be two twists in the rush here. The first one is, by separating the carbon, he's saying, I'm going to become another. Because why is he separating the carbon? He can't bring a carbon yet. But he knows his only solution is to become another. So separating the carbon is like a de facto announcement that he's becoming another. And therefore, the carbon is Kaddish. So according to Shimon, we have no Shaila. This carbon is Kaddish. For the first reason of the rush, because this is his solution, so that's what he means. According to Yehuda, it's not Kaddish. What makes it possibly Kaddish is the fact that there was a live birth afterwards. What does that tell us about the first birth? Now, brave women become pregnant, have 9-month pregnancies. Even in the time of Gemara, it was a miut that did the fast track. The question is that a subject to be reckoned with? Or do we say, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees at this point, he's a Nazir, and it was Kaddish. That's the child of the Gemara. Are we willing to go by majority? Why not to go by majority? I'm not sure, but that's what the Gemara is asking. Let me just finish the rush. Inami, the rush says, you don't have to say that the carbon is Vadar Kaddish. The rush saying a Kiddish now. A guy that's a subject Nazir that separates Kabbanas, he didn't accept the second Naziris. The carbon becomes Kaddish Misafik. It's not that it's nothing, because he might be a Nazir. So Inami, the second shot is not that he's accepting the other Naziris, because he's separating a carbon, obviously he wants to become a Nazir to take care of the issue. Inami, Kiv Moshe Chayvli is Nazir Misafik, Kimai Kein Chalak Dushal Karbon Misafik. It becomes a Safik carbon. They can't do Avaita with it. It might be Hegdish. So according to Shimon, there's no Shiloh for one of two reasons. Either the minute he separated a carbon, it's a de facto announcement that he's becoming a Nazir. Or even if it's not, it's a Suffolk Nazir, Suffolk carbon. You can't work with a Suffolk carbon. But in Rabbi Yehuda,
there is a problem. Why is it not a problem?
So then it's Kaddish. It's Suffolk Kaddish. So therefore, there would be no Nafka Mina. We have to treat this animal as a carbon, because it's just a suffering carbon. He can't bring it, but he can't work with it. He can't do anything with the animal. It might be a carbon.
And he's a
suffering Nazir. Till he accepts the second one, he's a suffering Nazir. In the first Teretz, the Rosh is saying he's no longer a suffering Nazir, because by bringing the carbon, he's making an announcement. In the second, that's what you said. In the second Teretz, he's saying you don't have to make the announcement. It's a suffering Nazir. It's a suffering carbon. Now, here comes, but according to Yehuda, it's not Kaddish if it's a Suffolk. The guy doesn't mean Suffolk. Question is this a Suffolk or a Vadai? Do we look at it as a Suffolk or as a Vadai? Somebody had a question on the phone.
I did. You're saying that the seven-month baby, Track baby, hung around for 2 months before it was delivered?
No, it did not. It was born the very same day.
No. But the Russia is trying to say there are two tracks, the seven-month track and the nine-month track. This baby was, both of them were born at 9 months, I take it, right?
No, both of them are born at, but that's the Shaila. Maybe both of them are being born at 7 months. We're trying to figure out whether the miscarriage was a 9 month or a 7 month. If it was a miscarriage at seven, he's not an Uzzer. If it was a miscarriage at nine, he is an Uzzer. Now, we're trying to figure out, what does the live birth prove? Does the live birth prove that this was a full-term pregnancy of 9 months? Therefore, the miscarriage was a 9-month miscarriage, and therefore he's a Nazir as soon as she miscarries. Or it doesn't prove anything, because this might have been a 7-month miscarriage and a 7-month live birth, and one was going on the fast track and one on the slow track, so the miscarriage was a non-viable baby, and the birth was a viable 7-month baby.
Why is 7 months not viable?
Miscarriage is not. Meaning like this, if a woman wasn't on fast track, any miscarriage before 9 months is non viable.
If she wasn't on the fast track.
Well, one baby might have been on the fast track,
right,
and the other baby might have been on the slow track, the express lanes and the local lanes. But it's not shliach. It's not what usually happens. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Right to the Gemara. Boy Minei Ben Ruchumi Ma'abaya. Ben Ruchumi asked Abaya Shaila. Okay. Hareini Nazir L'Shiyeli Ben. Shaili Ben. Rubei says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son. V'shama Chaveira, and his friend heard, V'yamer V'alai. And he said, and on me. That's what he said. The question is, who's birth will make the second guy a Nazir? Does he mean his own kid? Does Shimon mean when I have a kid? Or does Shimon mean when you have a kid? Reuven said, when I have a child, I will become a Nazir. Shimon said, and me. And on me. On me what? That when Reuven has a child, Shimon is becoming a Nazir? Or when Shimon has a child, he's becoming a Nazir? My, adibure mashma? Meaning when you have a son, Shimon is saying, I will join you in his ears? Or yagufe mashma? Or does he mean to say, no, when I have a son, I'm accepting what you accepted, which is when you have a son, Shimon is saying, when I have a son.
This could have been a shiloh on any kind of tenai.
You're right. But we're in this Mishnah, so we say this night. You're 100% right.
I don't want people to think it's only because it's a Ben.
Right, maybe. No, he's trying to say, if a guy makes a tonight, that when he goes to New York, he becomes a Naziris, and the guy says, well, lie. Does he mean when Reuben goes to New York? It means when he goes to New York. Same Shiva. You're right. Did not have to say that it's a Ben. But this is the case we're talking about. He said this case. I'm glad you explained it. I'm sure.
Am I correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Just go back to the previous thing. So every birth was always a suffix, whether it was a 7 month or a 9 month. I mean, couldn't they figure out when she got pregnant?
There is a majority of 9 month babies. The majority is 9 month babies, but it's not 100%. And the question is, when you're relying on an indication, right? But the same majority tells us the 9 month babies live. This baby came out dead. But its brother came out alive. So now the question is, was the first one a 9 month or a 7 month? If it was a 9 month, it was viable. With the 7 month, it wasn't viable, even though its brother was. Because one went on an express lane and one went on a local lane.
Thank you.
Let me explain this to Daphne. How is it possible? Do that.
They explained it now.
No, but you have a time frame. It doesn't make sense.
I'm trying to figure out, why did you bring up this to Gemara? Why didn't you ask this guy about another tie? Just like you said here, why is the Gemara picking the tie at a bed? Not there, I have the same kasha on you.
I saw a picture of that guy who gives that dafyomi, the guy with a tie.
With 25,000 people.
Yeah. How can you say?
I know. I'm telling you, it's chelik and ayla mabah. It's so beyond that it's not believable. You know what it is to teach Torah to 25,000 people a day? You know what it is? You know what it is? It's beyond. It's chelik that you should be sitting here and being jealous.
I'm just Rebbe.
No, be jealous of him. He's teaching 25,000 people a day. What? This is Elie Stefanski. But he can be jealous that's really born to only teaches 5,000 people a day. You know what I mean? You know, it's so hard to understand that a person that teaches $25,000, the biggest Maariv Torah in the world in numbers. You know what it is? I don't know if anybody ever taught $25,000 to people a day since Rav's days. And Shmuel's, when the Gemara says they got up, the dust could be seen in an Eretz Yisrael from Bubble. You know what it is? You think about the marvel that you think to be Maariv Torah to 25,000 people a day? You know, 25,000? Right. Adibura Mashma. I'm reading the Rush. Kishiyir l'chaben. Gam. Or, it's supposed to be I. I ani mekabo olai kishiyir l'ben. Does it mean when you have a son or when I have a son? Look to Gemara. V'im timtza l'aymar. Agufa mashma. If he says, a lie means, I will do the same when he has, Shimon, when he has a son. Amar Reini Nazil Sheli Ben V'Shamach Haver V'Amar Vani. The lie is different than Vani. The lie is more of an acceptance on himself. Vani means and I. And I is less than a lie. So the Gemara wants to know, Ma'a Nafshe Kamar? Does he mean he's doing it when he's Dilmog Kamar? Rechim Nalach Kavasach. I love you like you love yourself. I'm a Kayim V'Av Tlerecha Kamecha. I love you like you love yourself, and therefore I'm going to be a Nazir when you have a child. Dr. Rush. In terms of the life, I go be mashma. The mashma I go be neder. The way she kabal to lecha. Vani mau. Vani ikel lefruch. I need daima be neder. Ani can be. I'm similar. Then a lie is more incumbent upon me. It's a different lotion of expression. Be in terms. Dr. Gemara Viter. That when he does it in front of the guy, right, he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed, meaning he means to do like the guy, because he's embarrassed at this point, meaning it would mean, the Rush will say it better than me, Dr. Rush, the last Rush. The reaction is, the guy says, obviously he's having trouble having children. Or having sons. And he says he's a Nazir when he has a son. Shimon feels embarrassed if he doesn't show companionship. So he says, and me too. Meaning, he wants to show, because he's embarrassed not to react. He feels bad for Reuven. Poor Reuven is willing to become a Nazir when he has a son. So his embarrassment spurs him on to want to become a Nazir for Reuven's sake. But that's if he's in front of Reuven. How about I'm already Nazir Shei Ben B'Shamach Averev Amrani? The guy is not in front of him. He hears about it and it says, and I. There's no embarrassment. Because there, the guy's not there. I don't have to make the guy feel good. Now, me and Munich in front of an Abshakama. There he means himself for sure. I don't know how to come away. Rechim Nalei Kablasech, I love you like you love yourself, even though the guy's not there. The boy, the Gemara says, we don't know. It's interesting, before the Gemara used Teiku, and here it uses Tiboi. Usually in Masecht, no, does it use Teiku? I thought we had Teiku.
Yeah, Teiku.
Usually in Dorim and Nazir, Tiboi is common, more used. But Teiku is obviously used as well. Because again, the Rishayim say, Lashon the Dorim and Nazir is Mishunah, so therefore, can't ask these questions. Okay, now, my introduction to the next Mishnah is, I'm going to take this extreme, there's no more rush. Take this extremely slowly. Because it sounds more complicated than it is, but it needs a lot of thing. And please, after I finish explaining, if you don't understand, please ask me to repeat it, because I want everybody to walk away understanding this.
We have a doctor to do.
Amar, the guy says, I'm sorry, he didn't say. Hareini Nazir. Reuven says he wants to be a Nazir. But Nazir Sheeli Ben. And I also want to be a Nazir when I have a son. So Reuven is saying, two Naziris. One is a person, a Naziris, without a Tanai. And one, when he has a son. Two separate Naziris. His Chumay Neshaloi, which we would tell him to do, he has no idea when the son. Obviously, but in case of this mission, his wife is pregnant. He starts counting his Naziris. And at day 24, and I just made that up. On day 24 of his Naziris, his wife, B'shataiva Mitzlachas, had a bed. So what does he do? Mashle Meshalai, V'akachmai Neshamnai. He finishes his 30, then he counts the 30 for his son. Meaning, his son's Naziris is not Chau at this point. Because he said first he's a Nazir, then he's a Nazir when he has a son. So therefore, he finishes his Naziris first, then he'll do the Naziris of his son, even though he wanted to become a Nazir as soon as his son is born, but he was a Nazir already. There's no rush. Next case. Now this, there's a lot of rush. Hareini Nazir, Chiyuli Ben. The guy first said he's a Nazir when he has a son. Then he said, the Nazir. He wants to be a Nazir anyway. So this guy did it the opposite way. His first Kabbalah was to be a Nazir when he has a son. His second Kabbalah is to be a Nazir plain. Now, his wife's pregnant. He has no idea when she's going to give birth. So he goes ahead. He starts his own Naziris, which makes sense to do. Because why wait? He has a Chiyuv to be a Nazir on his own. Might as well do that first. His Chumay Neshalai V'yakach Ne'leben. He started counting, and his son was born in the middle of his Naziris. Now, his son's Kabbalah preceded his Kabbalah. But in starting to keep it, he started keeping his own first. So what happens now? Zog de Mishnah, Meniach HaShalai, he stops his Naziris. Umayna Shabnai, he starts his son's Naziris. V'yachakach, and after he finishes his son's, Mashla Mishlai, he completes his own Naziris. There's going to be two pshatim in the rush, exactly what he does, so we'll see the rush. Again, the guy said he wants to be a Nazir when he has a son. Then he said he also wants to be a Nazir. But first, he said his son's Naziris. In the first case, first he said his Naziris, then his son's Naziris. In the second case, he said his son's Naziris, and then his Naziris.
This has nothing to do with... So
nothing to do with that, no. No, I love when you help me explain things. I really do. In case people misunderstood, you clarified. I'm very happy. Now, so now, he started his Naziris, and then his son was born. So to Mishnah, his son takes precedence over his. But he's in the middle. So at this point, the Mishnah is not clear. I mean, we don't have a clear understanding.
Why does his son take precedence?
Because he said it first. So he stops his, starts his son's, and then finishes his. Now, we don't know what that means, so that's why we turn to the Rush, who will explain it in two pshatim. Zuck to Rush.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question here?
Yes.
Why do we think that a Naziris turn can be interrupted?
That's what we're going to learn about right now. How can you interrupt the Naziris in the middle? And this is going to be, by the way, the Rush learns you can... that Naziris can be interrupted, but exactly how it's interrupted, we will see in a moment. This is going to be the discussion of the Rush. So let's listen to the Rush. It might or might not
answer. One other question.
Can we wait till after the Rush? I think the Rush does such a wonderful job that he answers half the questions, three quarters of the questions.
It's a quick question.
Yes. Yes. You want to ask your question?
What is the practical difference between the restrictions or anything else, whether it is in his Naziris or his son's Naziris?
Not at all. Just fulfilling his netter. And it might make another difference as the Rush, as I said before, answers most of the questions we'll answer. Hareini Nazir Sheeli Ben B'Nazir. Kibbul Olav Naziris B'nai Tchila. His Chumay Neshalai, he started counting his. Ulai Yishlam Ushlai Shim Yayim Kaidim Shia Lebet. It was a chance. He didn't know when his wife's going to give birth. She's obviously in her 9th month. He was saying, maybe I can pull off my 30 before my son's born. Before it finished. Since he accepted the Naziris of his son first, as soon as he has a son, that obligates him to stop his because he had a preceding commitment. And the preceding commitment overrides his keeping his second commitment. Now, what is the difference? As Dr. Schwab asked, a Nazir is a Nazir is a Nazir is a Nazir. But now, Kamina, there's going to be two Pshatim in the Rosh. That he is only Megaleach one time. If he would be Megaleach on his own, let me explain. Meaning, the Rosh is explaining, he has to finish his Naziris and bring a set of Karbanos, and finish his son's Naziris and bring a set of Karbanos. Dr. Rush, what the Mishnah is telling me is that this guy, the Mishnah is telling me that this guy can stop his, do his son's, not bring Karbanos, return to his, and bring one set of Karbanos for both. Let's read it inside. Dr. Rush, he's only going to bring one haircut, which is the way of saying one set of kabbalas. Now, Dr. Rush, why do I say that? Because the halacha is, and this is a new halacha that we never had, one has to have growth of hair for 30 days in order to bring kabbalas. That means, if a guy became a nazir for 30 days, and on day 15, some guy got a hold of him and cut off his hair. He has to keep 30 days more before he can bring his Karbanos. His Naziris expires at day 30, but he can't bring Karbanos, which means he has to keep the halakas of Naziris till 30 day worth of growth of hair. If he's a Nazir for 100 days, he still only needs a 30 day growth of hair. But in order to bring Karbanos, there has to be a minimum of 30 days growth of hair. How we know that is a Gemara later on. It's a pasuk. We need 30 days of hair. So now, if the guy would take a haircut after he finishes his son's Naziris, he couldn't complete his. He would have to start from day one again because he needs 30 days of hair. Dr. Mishnah, he doesn't have to do that. Dr. Rush, no haircut less than 30. You can't say, then he finishes his. The Ezu Hashlama, Kibush Hatzarach Limnus Mamajay Mishalim. He has to live 30 complete days. Avabay Mashlim Shaloi Beloy Avsaka. Now, what happens if he would finish his and not do his son's? He's in day 20, his son is born. So, do me a favor. Finish yours. Yes, you accepted your son's first. But you're in the middle of yours. Finish it, then go to your son. Then the halacha would be Hello? I'm in the middle of a shiur. Can I call you in 15 minutes or is it necessary? Okay. Fine. Abu Amaya Maslam Shaloi Balay Avsakab. If he would finish his, he wouldn't be able to start his son, so he brings Karbanos. Because then you would say, finish yours, and then do your son's. Masha'enkeit, if you stop and do your son's, the fact that you're stopping in the middle of yours allows you to take this break for your son's where you're continuing the halacha of Naziris anyway, and then return to your account, and then just finish it off. So the chiddush of this Mishnah is, number one, that you can stop in the middle of Naziris, which was Harvey's question, why can you do that? It was a previous commitment. And number two, that when you stop for your son, you're not out. You're still, you can keep your 20 in reserve, you can put it in the freezer, and then after you finish your 30 for your son, return to day 21 of yours, and no haircut, and at the end, do one haircut for both.
I'm surprised that no one asked.
At this point, but no questions, I didn't finish your rush.
It should say.
The high dekari lashlama. No, because he's not a pekeah. The high dekari lashlama. Can you please? Can you please let me finish? The high dekari lashlama. Pishim nit ma'achas yisloishim yoyim einis eiser. I'm sorry, I skipped. Period. The nearly, Dr. Rush. The larav the amar later on. There'll be a rav that we don't know yet. But we'll just accept the Rosh's word that that's what Rav says. That nitma b'yayim gidul sar enesaiser. Right. The Rosh saying, maybe not. Maybe Taka, he takes a haircut at the end of his sons. So that he has to wait 30 days. So what does mashlam mean? It says mashlam in the Mishnah. Right. The first time in the Rosh, mashlam meant you pick up 21 and go on. But the Rosh saying now, no, maybe you have to take a haircut at the end of your sons. Then what does mashlam mean? Rav says that during the days that you're waiting for your hair to grow, if you become tameh, you don't have to start again from day one. So therefore, what you gain on the mashlim is that you wait 10 more days. Then you still have to wait longer because you need 30 days of a haircut. But those days, if you become tameh, you don't have to start again. That's what Rav said. The reasons for Rav and the machlokes over there, we'll see when we get there. The Rav, the Amar, Nitma b'yam gidul sar, if he becomes tummy in those days that he waits for his hair, ain't a sizer. Efsir, Dr. Rush, could be pshat in the Mishnah is, the Megaleich al Shabbanai, that he's Megaleich on his sons, v'yach gach moin alamad al nizirusai, then he counts 30 for his Naziris. But if he has to count 30, what do you mean he completes? Not a complete, he has to start over again. Because if he's if it finishes after the next 10 days, which finishes his 30, because that's just for the haircut. And Rav said for those days, he's not a real nazir that it would have to start again if he becomes tamei. The difference is, by stopping for your son, it makes you take your haircut after 30 days, according to the second shot, and then you have to wait another 30 days. In the first shot, you didn't have to wait a day extra. You can bring one set for two Naziris. So the Rosh is offering you two pshatim. Now, there's going to be a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So instead of reading the next part of the Rosh that gets involved in that machlokes, I think we'll wait because it's coming up right in the Gemara. So then we'll come back to the rest of the Rosh. But I just want to say that the Rosh offered two pshat. Second pshat means you stop, you do your sons, take a haircut, bring kabbanis, start again from day 21 to finish your Naziris at day 30. But since you don't have a 30-day haircut, you have to wait another 20 days to get a haircut. But in those 20 days, Rob said, if you become tummy, you don't have to start again. So you're not a real nuzzer.
You can't drink wine.
Can't drink wine. You have the restrictions, but you don't have to start again if they became tummy.
And you bring the second
set of kabbalas. Now, this is a very big kiddush, because here, Harvey's question becomes much more pertinent. We're letting you take a haircut in the middle of your Naziris. Here you are in day 20. You took a break now because your son's Naziris kicked in. We take a haircut, which is also for an usher to do during his 30 days. And we're allowing you, because it's a mitzvah, because it's your son's Naziris. So we're letting you take that haircut.
Why would you take the haircut?
Because that's part of bringing kabbanis. You have to mitzvah.
Did you bring kabbanis there?
Yeah, you bring kabbanis. According to the second shot in the Rosh, you bring kabbanis at the end of 30 days of your son. Take a haircut, because that's the mitzvah. In the middle of your Naziris. You take a haircut, then continue 10 more days for your Naziris, and another 20 days to wait for the hair to grow back. Then you mention tomorrow.